question this, for at least two lodge members have proposed the candidate. He's also been vetted by the senior officers and then balloted for by the rest of the lodge members.
Thus assured, I will thank you to kneel while the blessing of heaven is invoked on our proceedings. Vouchsafe thine aid, almighty Father and supreme governor of the universe, to our present convention, and grant that this candidate for Freemasonry may so dedicate and devote himself to thy service as to become a true and faithful brother of mine.
Yes, I'm a Mason. I think I ought to begin, though, by apologizing for this cloak and dagger photography, because I think some of the remarks I make may sound priggish or patronizing to my friends, and I wouldn't like to incur their displeasure. A number of my friends I knew were Masons, and one of them, whom I liked very well and respected, invited me one day to join his lodge. I'd no thought at that time of becoming a Mason, but I was flattered, I was curious, and in the end I accepted. I inquired if it was a kind of a businessmen's association, and he assured me that it wasn't, anyway, in his own lodge. And in fact, I now know that this is perfectly true. It isn't. That since I've been a Mason, no one has ever at a lodge meeting or at a dinner afterwards ever once touted for business or offered me business either. Now, I went along after some months to be initiated as a Mason, and I had a vague idea of what was going to happen, but I couldn't believe that my friend and his friends would indulge in the sort of spurious ceremonies that I'd heard about. Well, in fact, they did.
The brethren from the north, east, south, and west will take notice that Mr. John Smith is about to pass in view before them, to show that he is a candidate properly prepared and a fit and proper person to be made a Mason.
I was initiated in what I understand is a standard way, and as this ceremony went on, I began to wonder what on earth my friends would, people I knew well, people I like to think are rational people, would think if they could see me. And especially, I thought, what on earth would my wife say if she could see me?
Whom have you there?
Mr. John Smith, a poor candidate in a state of darkness, who has been well and worthily recommended, regularly proposed and approved in open lodge, and who now comes...
Freemasons claim that some of their ritual derives from legends contained in manuscripts dating from the late 14th and early 15th centuries. These legends may have been current among medieval journeyman Masons, Masons to whom secret words were useful to sort out skilled from unskilled among casual workmen. As time went on, the lodges admitted members who were not craftsmen or operative Masons. By the 18th century, these new members or speculative Masons had completely changed the character of the lodges. They were also taking speculative British Freemasonry across the world.
Who have you there?
Mr. John Smith, a poor candidate in a state of darkness, who has been well and worthily recommended, regularly proposed and approved in open lodge.
Masonry seemed a safe export. Masons were bound by their principles to be loyal citizens. They were barred from discussing politics or religion in the lodges.
Being free and of good report.
Enter, free and of good report.
Outside the lodges, religious controversy developed around Freemasonry. In 1738, Masonry was condemned by the Roman Catholic Church. On the continent, the ban may have had more than theological justifications.
Worshipful Master, I present to you Mr. John Smith, a candidate properly prepared to be made a Mason.
Freemasons had broken away from the British traditions and formed Grand Orient lodges, which were actively political and anti-clerical. Popular speculation about Grand Orient rituals was both crass and bawdy, and it was titillated by the cartoonists of the day.
Freemasonry.
the senior warden. You will direct the junior deacon to instruct the candidate to advance to the pedestal in due form.
Brother junior deacon, it is the worshipful master's command that you instruct the candidate to advance to the pedestal in due form.
After more than 200 years, the Roman Catholic Church still condemns Freemasonry. The Dutch Reformed Church of South Africa is against it too. So are the Free Presbyterian Church of Scotland and the Salvation Army. Members of the Assembly of the Church of Scotland are now waiting for a report about Masonry from their Committee on Doctrine.
Now take a pace forward with your left foot, bringing your heels together in the form of a square. Take another longer pace, heel to heel as before. Another still longer, heels together as before.
It is my duty to inform you that Masonry is free and requires a perfect freedom of inclination in every candidate for its mysteries. It is founded on the purest principles of piety and virtue. It possesses great and invaluable privileges. And in order to secure those privileges to worthy men, and we trust to worthy men alone, vows of fidelity are required. But let me assure you that in those vows there is nothing incompatible with your civil, moral, and religious duties. Are you therefore willing to take a solemn obligation, founded on the principles I have stated, to keep inviolate the secrets and mysteries of the order?
I am.
I am. Then you will kneel on your left knee. Your right foot formed in a square. Give me your right hand, which I place on the volume of sacred law, while your left hand will be employed in supporting these compasses, one point presented to your naked left breast.
The phrase, a brick of conscience, may have derived from this ceremony. Masonic expressions like on the level, on the square, and third degree have become part of the language. So now Masons are forced to use more oblique phrases to identify themselves in public. Phrases like, how old is your mother? Or, I was taught to be cautious. Or, let's pass from labor to refreshment.
Certainly, Freemasonry does meet needs in the life of the individual. Some of them are very superficial. It may give him nothing more than a night out with the boys, a kind of ordinary fellowship with other men. It may even give his little life a sense of significance that it lacks in his home or his daily work. But those who take Masonry seriously find that it meets a deep spiritual need in their lives, and a community of men organized on such a spiritual basis can only enrich the total life of society.
I think the first thing I would say about the need of the individual is that I find that men get in Freemasonry two things. One is a very strong brotherhood and fellowship, which I don't think they get in the Christian church. This is, to my mind, a valid criticism of the Christian church. Perhaps if in the Christian church we had a stronger sense of brotherhood, and I mean by that male brotherhood, then there might not be the need that Freemasons feel to get together in a fellowship. The Freemason movement in its services makes a very great deal of use of ritual, of pageantry, of imagery, of symbol. But I think myself that this subconsciously is one of the attractions of Freemasonry, that they find in it this richness of symbol and imagery, which articulates deep feelings that they may have, not in any rational sense, but in an imaginative way. I think these are the two things that the individual finds, a fellowship and a ritual, something suprarational.
I further solemnly promise.
I further solemnly promise.
That I will not write the secrets.
That I will not write the secrets.
Indict, carve, mark.
Indict, carve, mark.
Or cause or suffer it to be done so by others.
Or cause or suffer it to be done so by others.
In this country, Masonic vows are almost always taken on the Bible. Abroad, Grand Orient Masons discarded the Bible. In France and elsewhere, they also cut out of their ceremonies any reference at all to a supreme being.
Whereby or whereon?
Any letter, character, or figure.
Any letter, character, or figure.
Or the least trace of any letter, character, or figure.
Or the least trace of any letter, character, or figure.
May become legible or intelligible.
May become legible or intelligible.
To myself or anyone in the world.
To myself or to anyone in the world.
So that our secret arts.
So that our secret arts.
And hidden mysteries.
And hidden mysteries.
May improperly become known.
May improperly become known.
Through my unworthiness.
Through my unworthiness.
I solemnly swear.
I solemnly swear.
Without evasion.
Without evasion.
Equivocation or mental
retreat. It says that it aims to assist men of all creeds to live religious lives. So a Mohammedan could take the oath on the Quran, or a Hindu swear on the Vedic books.
Any of them.
On the violation of any of them.
Than that.
Than that.
Of having my throat cut across.
Of having my throat cut across.
My tongue torn out by the root.
My tongue torn out by the root.
And buried in the sand of the sea.
And buried in the sand of the sea.
At low water mark.
At low water mark.
Or a cable's length from the shore.
Or a cable's length from the shore.
The vows of masonry are taken in secret, but the names of men initiated are known to clerks of the peace all over the country. Masonic lodges must give the clerks of the peace each year a certified statement of lodge members.
Perjured individual.
Of being branded as a willfully perjured individual.
So help me God.
So help me God.
And keep me steadfast.
And keep me steadfast.
In this, my great and solemn obligation.
In this, my great and solemn obligation.
Of an entered apprentice Freemason.
Of an entered apprentice Freemason.
What you have repeated may be considered but a serious promise. As a pledge of your fidelity, and to render it a solemn obligation, you will seal it with your lips on the volume of sacred law.
My interest in Freemasonry began with a conversation I had with a churchman who is also a Mason. I asked him about the vows and ceremonies of Freemasonry, whether there was some Boy Scout element in them, the fun of dressing up and play acting. And his answer intrigued me very much. He said, oh no, he said, there's nothing of that about these vows and ceremonies. Freemasonry is very serious. These vows are in fact more solemn and binding than the vows of church membership. I know, he said, that I haven't perhaps kept some of my church vows as well as I might, but I could never break a Masonic vow. These vows are sworn on the Bible. Now, this point of view, coming from this man whom I knew to be a good churchman, rather appalled me, because I thought, these vows are vows which are taken without any prior knowledge. A man has no way of knowing what he is committing himself to when he decides to join the lodge. And I began to think of the number of men in my own and other congregations who might be in this situation of feeling that their Masonic vows were more binding than their vows of church membership.
Lord, have mercy upon us and incline our hearts to keep this all.
Having been kept for a considerable time in a state of darkness, what in your present situation is the predominant wish of your heart?
Light. Light.
Brother Junior Deacon, let that blessing be restored to the candidate. Brother John Smith, by your meek and candid behavior this evening, you have escaped two great dangers. But there is a third, which will await you until the latest period of your existence. The dangers you have escaped are those of stabbing and strangling. For at your entrance to the lodge, this poniard was presented to your naked left breast, so that had you rashly attempted to rush forward, you would have been an accessory to your own death by stabbing. whilst the brother who held it, who stood firm and done his duty. There was likewise this cable tow with a running noose about your neck, which would have rendered any attempt to retreat equally fatal. But the danger which will await you until the latest hour is the penalty of your obligation, of having your throat cut across, should you improperly disclose the secrets of masonry.
I think that Freemasonry is a substitute religion because, you see, people like to get together in communities so that they are able to exercise brotherhood, where brotherhood is in fact easy to exercise. I mean, the real problem in brotherhood is being able to call people brothers who are not in fact like you at all. And this is where the Christian Church is different from any other kind of club or group or Masonic lodge, because in fact it's open to anybody and everybody, or people of all kinds.
For your general information, all squares, levels and perpendiculars are true and proper signs to know a Mason by. You are therefore expected to stand perfectly erect, your feet formed in a square, your body being thus considered as an emblem of your mind, and your feet as the rectitude of your actions. You will now take a short pace towards me with your left foot, bringing the right heel into its hollow. This is the first general step in the secrets of masonry, and it is in this position that the secrets of the degree are communicated. They consist of a sign, a token, and a word. Place your hand in this position, your thumb extended in the form of a square to the left of the windpipe. The sign is given by drawing the hand smartly across the throat and dropping it to the side in the form of a square. This is an allusion to the penalty of your obligation, implying that as a man of honor and a Freemason, you would rather have your throat cut across than improperly disclose the secrets entrusted to you. The grip of token is given by a distinct pressure of the thumb on the first joint of the hand.
I have not met many people who joined Masonry for a purely selfish and materialistic motive, because if they did so, they discovered very early that they were going to be disappointed about this. On the whole, identification with Masonry does not benefit a person socially or materially. It benefits him spiritually and in his fellowship with other men.
This, when regularly given and received, serves to distinguish a brother by night as well as by day. This grip of token demands a word highly prized amongst Masons as a guard to their privileges. Too much caution, therefore, cannot be observed in communicating it. It should never be given at length, but always by letters or syllables. To enable you to do which, I must first tell you what the word is. It is Boaz.
Boaz.
B-O-A-Z.
B-O-A-Z.
As in the course of the ceremony you will be called on for this word, the junior deacon will now dictate the answers you are to give. What is this?
The grip of token of an entered apprentice Freemason.
The grip of token of an entered apprentice Freemason.
What does it demand?
A word.
A word?
Give me that word.
At my initiation, I was taught to be cautious.
At my initiation, I was taught to be cautious.
I will letter or halve it with you.
I will letter or halve it with you.
Which you will. And begin.
Bow.
Bow.
As.
Boaz.
Boaz.
This word is derived from the left-hand pillar at the porchway or entrance of King Solomon's temple, so named after Boaz, great-grandfather of David, a prince and ruler in Israel. The import of the word is in strength.
Well, if you pin me down, and bearing in mind that I'm not a Mason, and I won't speak with charity anyhow, I think it's a lot of nonsense. I really do. I think it's a permanent adolescence of people who ought to grow up. People like you who are still at the age of 60 saying, God, make me a good boy. We've got to grow out of this, and I think that Masonry is one of the recessive elements in modern life.
I should think that this is a very understandable description of it from those who are outside, because surely it is of the very nature of symbolism that it is trying to express in forms other than articulate rational forms deep conceptions. And if you are outside the area of this, if you are an outsider, then this symbolism in itself will appear to be a mystery which doesn't explain a mystery. And therefore, mumbo jumbo. This I would accept as being a perfectly understandable reaction of the complete outsider. But I don't think it's true that the ritual is mere mumbo-jumbo. I'm quite sure it isn't. It is meaningful to those who know what it's about.
Then let him be admitted in due form. Brother Deacons?
The candidate's second step towards becoming a master mason. It's at least 4 weeks since he was given the apron of an entered apprentice. He'll wear that now. The blindfold and the noose will be gone. His left breast is bared as before, but now his left arm and right knee are bared instead of vice versa. He's also had to change the slipper from his right to his left foot. He's to be initiated as a fellow craft mason.
Let the candidate kneel while the blessing of heaven is invoked on what we are about to do.
The magnetism of Freemasonry leads men through these bewildering and seemingly childish rituals. It's strong enough to cut across barriers of money and education. Masonry attracts graduates in arts, science, law, and medicine. There are university lodges restricted to members of a university. Among men who have held high rank in the Grand Lodge of England alone are 170 officers from the armed services, 18 judges, 130 clergymen, including several bishops and two archbishops, as well as a rabbi.
Advance to the junior warden as such, showing the sign and communicating the token end word. Have you anything to communicate?
I have.
What is this?
The grip of token of an entered apprentice Freemason.
The craft is also strong enough to draw into it the highest and most privileged of the land. Down the centuries, Britain's aristocracy and royalty have provided Freemasonry with support and leadership.
What does it demand?
A word.
A word? Give me that word freely and at length.
Boaz.
Boaz. Ask Boaz.
According to tradition, at least four women have been admitted to Masonry. The first woman Mason spied upon a lodge meeting through a hole in the wall of her father's house in Ireland. She was the Honourable Elizabeth St. Leger, a cousin of the man who instituted the famous St. Leger horse race. When the Lodge brothers were told of her eavesdropping, they decided the only thing to do was to make Elizabeth a Freemason, too.
The method of advancing from west to east in this degree is by five steps, as if ascending a winding staircase. For your information, I will go through them, and you will afterwards copy.